you can take control of the airwaves. Toll free, 800-259-9231. The Packaday toll free line, 1-800-259-9231. And the question from last hour still stands. Do you think that we should bring back the draft? When I say we, I mean the U.S. government. I won't have anything to do with it. But do you think that the draft should come back in the form of national service? 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features there are completely free. As we go back to the phones and back to the fun, let's bring back Neil in California. Neil, you had one more question. You didn't quite have time to get out in the last hour, so go ahead and shoot it out there now, if you would.
Yes. My question was a good approach. I'm wondering how the what type of approach should be taken with regard to discussing political philosophies, things of that nature, because there are plenty of well-minded people out there who you know, think that you know, one form of socialism or some type of state run ordeal is going to make make things better and more free for other people. Well, you know, on the same side, you have others who tend to seem to be the minority, you know, libertarian types and stuff.
Well,
who are, I mean, wouldn't
what can you do? Okay, here's what I generally do when I'm not on the radio. Now, when you're on the radio, you're supposed to be a little combative, and you know, you can see that just by listening or hear that just by listening. But what I generally do is I ask them questions about, you know, well, you've got this great idea, this great program. What's going to happen if I don't want to participate? Say you want to, I don't know, give me a program. Help me out here.
Medicare.
We want to take care of the crippled people. Well, let's say that, you know, my mom was killed by a crippled person, and I hate crippled people. It's a free country. I get to be as crazy and as mean as I want, right?
Sure.
Let's say I don't want to participate in your crippled person program. What are you going to do to me? I mean, I don't want to pay taxes to...
well, we're going to fine you.
You're going to fine me?
Yeah.
You're going to take my money away? I'm not going to pay.
The
law. You forgot that I don't want to pay anything. I'm not going to... matter of fact, I don't want to pay any taxes. I don't want to play.
Well,
what are you going to do?
Well, we're going to bring you to court.
Well, what if I don't go? What if I say I'm still not playing, not going to court? I'm not going to show up when you summons me.
Well, we're going to send the police after you.
Well, what if I say I don't want to go with the police?
Well, they're going to force you to go.
Well, how are they going to force me? They're going to hold me down and hogtie me?
Yes.
You have a pretty violent program, don't you? You hogtie people to make them do what
you
want.
Well, if you would just do what we're asking you, then
you're
you
not asking me. You're telling me. You're violent.
You don't want to help
now,
people, do
now don't,
you?
Don't go after them as vociferously as I have just gone after my my friend here. But, you know, point out that their program is violent.
Mm-hmm.
They don't realize it because they haven't looked at it that way. Because they really just want to save the spotted owl or help the poor people.
Mm-hmm.
But they're violent. Really, really violent.
Or you could, I mean, I don't know, it's an interesting approach to go against somebody who's being somewhat combative with you. But on the other hand, if you're talking with somebody and you can find issues you agree on, I find it best to actually focus on those. For instance, if you're talking to somebody, say you're talking to a lefty, and they like the idea of legalizing marijuana, then tell them that you agree with them on that. And the reason why you agree is because of this, you know, and then go through the reasons as to how the libertarian principle of nonviolence and non-aggression ties in there. And so hopefully you can sort of transition them from their current belief system to understanding why it is you believe what you believe. And then later on down the line, you can show them how that principle applies to issues that they don't necessarily agree with you on, if that makes sense.
Yes.
Anything else on your mind?
Hooray capitalism.
Thanks, Neil. We appreciate the call. And that's also something else, is using terms like capitalism. I stay away from that. That's in my book, that's a word that I will not use, and that's simply because it's misunderstood. When people hear the word capitalism, they think taking advantage. They think it's big businesses taking advantage of the little guy, exploiting labor.
It's Walmart.
Right, and if you want to stay away from that, I prefer free market. I don't think free market is quite as a decimated word like capitalist or anarchist is, and so therefore be careful with the words that you use as well. Words are powerful. Words are tools. Choose them wisely. Let's go to Paul in Maryland. We're trying him for a second time. Paul, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. And I guess Paul's gone. Well then, 800-259-9231. I said we had an email in, and this one came in from Matt. He says, so I was talking with my friends about politics, and my friend thinks that in my dream anarcho-capitalistic world, which, again, two words I wouldn't use, Microsoft would take over the world. I wondered what you thought.
Well, it's ridiculous, because how would they take over the world?
With an army.
An army?
A Microsoft army.
Yeah, they're gonna dress people up in little blue suits, and they're going to give them guns, and they're going to take over the world? In that manner?
I guess that's the idea.
I would think that the idea would be that they would somehow edge out competition everywhere.
No. He means take over the world. He means physically take over a country. Let's just start with America, because it's ludicrous to believe, first of all, that Microsoft could take over the world. But Microsoft, Bill Gates, $56 billion, I guess, is what he's worth. Or it's probably more than that by now, but that's the last number that I heard a few years ago.
Well, the problem is that his friend can't add. Because if you take all the Walmart people, the Waltons, I believe,
yeah.
Sam Walton's progeny,
yeah.
And you add up their wealth, it's more than Bill Gates.
Well, let's say they all got together.
Walmart will beat up your Microsoft.
What if they all got together, though, Mark? What if this cabal of Microsoft/Walmart decided to just take over America? Could it be done? The answer is no.
Okay, I don't know.
And the reason why is because of economic incentives. See, businesses have an incentive to satisfy customers, to provide a product and a service that customers like. Now, you may or may not like Microsoft or Walmart's products. That's up to you. But for the most part, America's pretty happy with them. That's why they keep shopping at Walmart and keep buying Windows. Okay, so these are very popular products, and Microsoft and Walmart have been made very, very wealthy and rich voluntarily. They've gotten their billions on their own. They didn't have to pass a law to ensure that people gave money to them like the government does. The government has to take money from you at gunpoint by force because they don't have a product or service to offer. The government claims up and down that it has all kinds of services, but it's not offering them in the free market. It is not offering them on a voluntary basis. You are not choosing to deal with government. You're dealing with them because you have to. Now, so Walmart and Microsoft have gotten all of this money by selling a product and a service and services to people that want them voluntarily. So now they're going to completely change their demeanor. What we're talking about here is them completely shifting from a positive organization that is helping people and giving them products and services to a destructive organization that is going to try to take over America. Now, we're presuming the government is out of the picture for them to fight against. We're just going to presume that there's no government around and Microsoft decides to try to take over America by force. Well, they're going to have to buy tanks. They're going to have to buy hire mercenaries. They're going to, because I doubt you're going to be able to hand guns to the cashiers and have them attack their neighbors. That's probably not going to work too well. So they're going to have to hire mercenaries to subjugate the entire population of America. This is going to cost a lot of money. Let's presume that let's lowball it and presume it's just going to cost a few billion dollars. Bill Gates has 56. Let's say it'll cost him $5 billion to hire these mercenaries.
Ridiculous. It's cost, it's been $500 billion to the war in Iraq to think that you're going to
occupy. These are private companies, so they're going to do it a little more effectively. They're going to have a little more incentive to buy carefully. So let's say they do it for $5 billion. Well, they've already thrown that $5 billion down a rat hole. That's money that they're not going to recoup. Now, see, businesses are used to investing money and getting a return on their investment. There's no return on investment on this one. You're just going to subjugate a people. And that's going to cost lives, it's going to cost bullets, it's going to cost bombs. So some of these mercenaries are going to start dying because Americans aren't just going to roll over and take this by Walmart or Microsoft. They're going to fight back. So Americans who have the right to bear arms are going to bear those arms and fight back against these mercenaries. And, of course, they're going to have to hire foreign mercenaries or something, because what mercenaries are going to want to fight against their brethren, their countrymen? It's going to be hard to get Americans to fight against Americans. But nonetheless, let's say it happens and the conflict begins and Americans start to die and the mercenaries start to die. Well, eventually, Walmart's going to have to buy some more mercenaries. Of course, the mercenaries are going to raise their prices because all these other mercenaries are dying at the hands of armed Americans. So now they're going to have to spend more billions of dollars, maybe another 10 or 15 billion. And that doesn't include the bombs and guns and equipment that they're going to need to buy. I mean, old Bill Gates is going to run out of money really quickly here, presuming that he can even find arms merchants in America that are willing to finance the overthrow of their entire country. I mean, this is just insanity to believe this is even a possible scenario. More's on the way. You take control of the airwaves. It's Free Talk Live.
Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. It's November 24th, 2006. Gold's at $628.60, and 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $649.33, $327.21 for half, and $163.60 for quarter ounce coins. That's $649.33, $327.21, and $163.60. On June 4th, 1963, an unknown presidential decree, Executive Order 11,110, was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government and interest. With the stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your Liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Please stay tuned to the following public announcement. The government and private banks are liquidating houses now. These houses have been foreclosed, confiscated, or repossessed and will be sold. Homes may be sold for little or no money down. For a list of foreclosures, call 800-401-6788. All listeners whose last name begins with the letter A through N are allowed to start calling now. Listeners whose last name begins with O through Z can begin calling tomorrow 9 a.m. Every house must be sold. There's currently a large inventory of homes and properties available. Homes may be sold for little or no money down. I repeat, this is a public announcement. All listeners whose last name begins with the letter A through N can start calling now. Listeners whose last name begins with O through Z can begin calling tomorrow, 9 a.m. Call CRN's national toll-free hotline for your foreclosure list at 800-401-6788. That's 800-401-6788.
The Japanese have used magnetic therapy for thousands of years, and it's more popular today than ever before. Established in 2000, Arizona Unipol Magnetics, AUM, is the number one online source for the superb Dr. Philpott-approved Polar Power Magnetics. Now offering a complete line of these fine magnetics in an easy-to-read mail-order catalog. No hyped-up product descriptions to waste your time, just the facts. Unique polar-powered magnetics are designed to apply only the negative magnetic field to the body, and they're the only magnetics used in Dr. Philpott's research. Proven safe with over 23 years of documented research, now GCN listeners can order the polar-powered ceramic block biomagnet and get a discount. This is the workhorse of all biomagnets. Just mention GCN when you place your order. Visit azunimags.com. That's A-Z-U-N, as in North, I-M-A-G-S.com. Or call toll-free to order and request a catalog. 888-442-0449. That's 888-442-0449.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show, the live Saturday edition. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring whatever you want. Toll-free 800-259-9231. The Packet 8 toll-free lines, 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Get signed up for the updates. Whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, you'll know first if you're on the updates list at updates.freetalklive.com. That's updates.freetalklive.com. Talking about an absurd suggestion. An emailer emailed in to ask, why is it, or how could it be possible for Microsoft to take over the world? Well, it's not even possible for Microsoft to take over America, let alone the entire world, for one of the reasons we pointed out, in that it costs a lot of money to wage war. And
Right. The only organization that is going to wage war is a government because they have the thing called taxation.
No. Not only do they have taxation, but this is another important point. The government has the printing press and the ability, the legal monopoly over printing money. Microsoft does not have that ability. For instance, Mark, if I came to you and handed you some Ian bucks, would you accept them as a valuable commodity?
I might accept them in order to make you feel better, but I don't expect to be able to use them in the store to purchase anything.
Right. Similarly, if Microsoft just started printing out micro bucks, would they be able to take them and buy a bunch of missiles with them?
No. They're going to have to use real hard capital of some sort. They're either going to trade their goods and services for something, or they're going to have to use cash or gold or bearer bonds or something like that.
Right. So that's another reason why Microsoft cannot take over America by force. They don't have an unlimited money supply as the government does. That's how the government finances its wars. You think it's through taxes, but it's actually through the printing press. They just flip on the printing press, print out as much money as they need to, and then they transfer it over to the people that create the arms, create the weapons. So Microsoft can't do that. Also, another factor is if Microsoft were to wage war on America by force, by bombs and tanks and troops, then it would not take long for the resistance, the militias that would spring up, the Americans that would be fighting back, to realize, okay, who's behind Microsoft? Bill Gates and his chief in command. And, you know, you could get a list of all of the people that are in charge over there and take them out. And if you take out the heads of this organization, what's going to happen to the rest of it? Are the mercenaries going to keep fighting if they aren't getting paychecks?
No,
they're not.
That's why they're called mercenaries.
Right.
They like to get paychecks.
So it's just absolutely ludicrous to believe that a company, a for-profit company, would ever turn around their business model and try to take over a country. At least a country where you're free to bear arms in America. Ludicrous.
Well, I'm not entirely sold on that, but, you make some good points.
You're not entirely sold? What possible way could Microsoft take over America?
Well, once you subjugate a people, then
They going to subjugate a people?
Well, perhaps they do it in small regions at a time rather than trying to take over America in mass.
They're going to start losing mercenaries in a small region. If Microsoft just tries to take over Redmond, Washington, where they're based out of, there are going to be people with guns there to fight against their mercenaries, and every mercenary they kill...
War has always been profitable to some extent or another. For conquering nations. There's stuff out there that we want that we can get by conquering these people so they can, they spread out. That's what Genghis Khan's whole concept was, constantly conquer.
Mm-hmm.
So there is some profit to this. I mean, you can get stuff for free.
I suppose, but you're suggesting that Americans would just roll right over and essentially be slaves for Microsoft once they conquered their area?
Who knows what they would intend to do?
Well, if you believe that Americans are like that, then yes, you're right. Then there is a possibility. If you believe Americans are just going to roll over for their conquerors and not continue to resist and not continue to fight back,
Americans are going to always have governments. Whether it's this free marketeer society that you talk about, it's going to be voluntary governments, or whether it's a the United States government. There's always going to be somebody telling you what you can do and what you can't do. I support a smaller government, but not one that's disappeared. The reason is I don't want somebody to come in and fill that void.
What's that have to do with Microsoft subjugating Americans?
Well, Americans are going to realize, I had a government before. They're just, essentially doing the same thing. I might as well settle for this.
But these are people that are killing their friends and family members. You think that Americans would settle for that?
They probably wouldn't conquer in a land war sort of manner. I mean, does the United States conquer in a land war sort of manner? They, they control us through police and that kind of thing. They would probably conquer whatever organizations were doing the governing at that point.
I told you that the scenario suggests that there is no government to fight against.
Oh, there's always going to be a government, because people.
Well,
are,
in that case, what would Microsoft the reason to start up? If there's a government with tanks and bombs and an arsenal already, then they would suppress Microsoft from starting up their own arsenal. It would never happen. It would never start in the first place.
You're going to have governing organizations, whether those governing organizations are voluntary or involuntary. Mm-hmm. People are going to have insurance company type organizations to handle their interactions with others. Otherwise, total anarchy with no government at all is not going to be a good thing. It's not going to be peaceful.
Well, I wouldn't call that anarchy. That would be the free market, and I absolutely believe that would be a good thing.
I don't think it would be peaceful.
Because people using force on others is not peaceful. So how you can suggest that having a government around is peaceful is ludicrous.
Do you not understand that there will be a government one way or the other? Like, there's never going to not be some kind of government. Now, there may not be a monopolistic-only government, but people will choose who governs them. There's going to be a government every single time.
I don't agree with that.
Okay.
Iceland didn't have a monopolistic government.
But what did they do when people invaded?
Well, they lost.
Okay.
Yeah. 1-800-259-9231. Actually, I don't remember if anybody invaded per se. I think it was something about a king. I don't remember how Iceland changed from its free market society into its government society. It had something to do with a king of some sort.
Somebody filled the void.
Well, I don't know if there was a void per se. It's just that they sold out. The people that they had sort of given some power to sort of sold out to a king of a different country. Anyway, so I guess I've completely lost at this point as to how it is that you think Microsoft could possibly take over America.
I'm saying that Microsoft could take out whatever governing agencies are in existence and monopolize in that manner.
I don't see that as being possible.
Once they're in the majority of people that have them, well, that's fine. I mean, at this point, you're so far into the theoretical that, I mean, it's almost amorphous.
Yeah, I agree. Let's go to Paul in Maryland. We're trying him for the last time. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Paul.
Hey, guys. I knew you were going to say last time. Do you have me?
Yeah, what's on your mind?
Hey, I have two concerns. One of the concerns is that when people call in about migration and they're talking about foreigners coming to this country, especially from Mexico, and they're working here, how come the anger is directed toward the individuals coming over and nobody's addressing the employer? If we already have laws about immigration, especially about the I-9 form, but you can't hire somebody who doesn't have residency here and who's not here legally. How come the employers are not being addressed with this?
Do you support this I-9 form?
No. I don't support it. But what I'm saying is that the other day, Adam called in, and he was very upset about these people coming over here and taking jobs from where he in his neighborhood. And I'm like, well, if you're so upset about that, why aren't you redirecting your anger toward the government? Because the government's supposed to prohibit it to begin with.
Excellent question.
Yeah, well, the government is the problem. And Paul, thank you for the call. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. It's the government welfare that's the problem when it comes to immigration. More's on the way. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Hey, ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products in education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Did you know you have been cheated? You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You heard that right. You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You don't have to pay them off. The banks are defrauding you. Now is the time to fight back. You can completely wipe out your credit card debt fast. The procedure is easy and everything is done legally and within the law. We have better than a 90% success rate. Check out 1-2-3nodebt.com. The process is simple and is non-judicial. It's an easy letter-writing process that can be done by anyone with the personal computer. With our package, you also get the Credit Secrets Bible, loaded with valuable information about credit restoration and credit repair and much, much more. Don't let the banksters cheat you. Fight back, America. Stop the fraud. Stop the ripoff. Learn the truth. 1-2-3NoDebt.com. Come over and get our rock-solid technology that wipes out debt without bankruptcy. It's really quite easy. Go to 1-2-3NoDebt.com. Live debt-free now. You lose nothing but the debt.
Shelly, you look exhausted. What's wrong?
I am so tired. I just get so hot at night and can't sleep. I have tried everything. All kinds of fans, sheets, pillows. You name it, I've tried it.
My husband has always been a hot sleeper. He's never had a good night's sleep. Then we discovered something that really helped. It's called the Bedfan Personal Cooling System.
The what?
The Bedfan Personal Cooling System. It will keep you cool all night long and will work for everyone that sleeps hot, no matter what the reason. You can see it at Bedfan.com.
How well are you sleeping? Are you getting the rest your body needs? Sleep disorder centers across the country recommend that you must stay cool to get a good night's sleep. The Bedfan will keep you cool and give you the restful sleep you deserve. With our 30-day 100% guarantee, you risk nothing. Are you a hot sleeper? Is your partner a hot sleeper? Or are you looking for the perfect gift for that person who has everything? The Bedfan is the answer. Visit us today at www.bedfan.com. That's www.bedfan.com.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition. You take control of the airwaves, toll free 800-259-9231. And bring up whatever you want. That's the Pack-A-Day toll-free line, 800-259-9231. AC in here with you.
And Mark?
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We got live streams there, a broadband version of the show, and a dial-up version for you, for free, at freetalklive.com. And register now for the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, Attaining Economic and Personal Freedoms in America's Freest State. This three-day event, February 23rd through the 25th, will be held convention-style in historic Concord, New Hampshire, with some of the program taking place in the State House. Register now at freestateproject.org/libertyforum. That is freestateproject.org/libertyforum. We go to the phones to the fun. Chris in Georgia, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark on the Amplifier line. Hello.
Yes.
Hey, Chris.
I was reading an article that scared the living daylights out of me.
What was it?
It was about Second Life.
Okay.
Apparently,
I was just going to say, Second Life is a computer simulation that allows people to create an avatar for themselves, a digital representation of themselves, and essentially fly around this digital realm where people can purchase and sell products and property and build things in, as they call it, Second Life. So what was it you were reading about Second Life?
Yeah, as of right now, you only have to declare income tax on that if you cash out and get cash back from whatever your property on Second Life,
okay.
Property or earnings on Second Life. This is quoting Reuters that a government economist was saying that the House and Senate would soon be considering whether also to levy taxes on property and currency left inside the system.
Yeah, it's not a surprise. What you're talking about, again, in Second Life, people can actually take U.S. dollars and convert them into an in-game currency called Linden. Was it Linden dollars or Linden bucks or something? anyway, you can buy this in-game currency, and then you can spend and save and sell, and you can actually do commerce in the game. So you're saying that right now they want to tax you when you cash out. That's what they're currently doing. But if you don't cash out, they want to go after the people that are in the game spending money. So they want to somehow come up with a system, a tax system, to impose upon this game world.
Yes.
It's pretty outrageous. Do you think the Second Lifers are going to have anything to say about it, or are they just going to sit back and take it?
I hope they have something to say about it. I'm not a Second Lifer myself. I started getting into it, and then my computer doesn't support the software.
Well, the problem's going to come. The real question is going to be, will the software company actually sit back and will they stand for this? Because what the government is talking about here is going to require them to create special code, basically. It's going to require them to work for free, or maybe the government will pay them a percentage. You know, sometimes they do that. The government gives a retailer a percentage of a tax to give them an incentive to collect it. Well, either way, they're going to be requiring the programmers of the game to go in and program an entire taxation system into the game to tax their users. And really, that's where the resistance is going to have to come in. The users are going to have to tell this company, look, you either stand up to the government on this and refuse to do this programming, or we're just going to quit playing your game. That's what's going to have to happen. And Chris, thank you for the call. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. I really hope that doesn't come about, but knowing the government, they'll do it if they think they can get away with it.
Oh, sure they will. And, you know, like you said, it's really nothing new in the sense that, you know, they've been taxing. When you go into these virtual worlds, and this isn't the only one where this happens, where you go into these virtual worlds and somehow you make money on the operation, I mean, I don't know. You haven't produced anything. Nothing's been created or destroyed.
You've just been transferring money, and you know how government feels about money transferring around.
Yeah, every time money changes hands, they feel like they should get a piece of it.
Right.
And that's just wrong.
Well, that's because they're marauders. They're a band of violent thugs, and they deserve to be opposed at every possible turn, and I wish them the best of luck in rebuffing these efforts on the government's part to take control of this world.
You know, basically, they just feel like you can't do business with anybody, you can't exchange money with anybody in any manner or another without them getting a piece of it.
Yep.
And everybody out there knows that any opportunity they get, when they go to a yard sale, they don't pay tax. Nobody collects taxes, and nobody expects taxes to be collected.
I don't know. Where my girlfriend Julia came from in Florida, there was a yard sale permit you had to buy for $10.
Yeah,
I mean $10. That's a good chunk of any yard sales take. I mean, you'd have to sell a bunch of stuff to get $10 at a yard sale.
And how much did you pay for that stuff? I mean, you know, it's already a loss operation anyway.
Right.
And they want $10 out of my loss.
Or
get
else you're going to get arrested or fined or something like that. Can you imagine that, being busted by the garage sale police?
Crooks.
1-800-259-9231. Crooks, but yet you still want to live. You still want your governments. You still got to have your government, don't you, Mark?
Well, of course I do. Yeah. I think that I think you need a small one.
Small band of crooks.
Small band of crooks.
Sergeant Brent Bretz has had 57 operations since he lost both legs in Iraq, according to ABC News. Bretz, who's 24, is getting care at Brook Army Medical in San Antonio and expects to be discharged soon on 100% disability. But he'll need some more surgery and is counting on the Veterans Administration to pay for it. Oh, well, of course, that means the taxpayers paying for it.
Advances, well, that's what was promised him when he started.
That's true. Advances, but I want to make it clear that it's not the VA that's paying for it. It's you and I.
Mm-hmm.
Advances in body armor and battlefield medicine means soldiers are surviving injuries that would have killed them in past wars.
Right.
Some will need lifetime care, which means the government's facing a massive bill.
A huge bill.
According to a recent research by Columbia University, caring for Iraq's wounded will cost the government up to as much as, perhaps more, $127 billion. The costs that we see today are just the very, very tip of an enormous iceberg, according to the expert. More than a quarter of returning Iraq veterans are filing claims for permanent service-related disabilities, and the researchers say the VA hospitals are already overwhelmed. Quote, we essentially have another entitlement program like a mini-Medicare situation, says Blimes. We have a large amount of costs that's going to go on for many years, and we have the Veterans Administration, which is completely ill-equipped and underfunded. Vietnam vet Bob Mueller, head of Veterans for America, says the VA did not adequately care for his generation. Without more funding, he says, the VA will fail this generation of soldiers, too. He says, we as a society are going to have to step up, recognize our tragic past of our earlier generation of vets, and not allow that to be repeated for our children. Well, it's easy to talk, mister, but actually doing something about it is a whole other story.
It's going to cost a lot of money.
It's going to cost a lot of money, and even if they dump a bunch of money into this program, it's still not going to fix the problems, because the problem is socialist medicine, and that's what the VA is. The VA is a perfect example of what the socialists love to call universal health care, in that every veteran is supposed to have access to so-called free health care for the rest of their lives.
Well, many of them choose not to go because it's just so bad.
Well, sure. Well, then that's their choice. They can choose not to go, but a lot of them choose to go because it's so-called free.
Right.
And it's socialism. It's central control, central redistribution of wealth, and this never works out the way it's intended to. And there's example after example. Talk to people in the military. Ask them what their experiences with the VA administration are. I guarantee you, most anybody you talk to is going to have negative experiences to recount. It's just a bad system. And it doesn't matter if you dump another $300 billion in. The problems of socialism will not dissipate because of a bunch of money being dumped into the system.
Right. The VA isn't motivated in the same way other healthcare providers are motivated. If I go to the hospital and I feel like I'm getting substandard care, I'm going to go to a different hospital. The VA says, oh, you're going to go someplace else? Well, good. Get out. Because that way we don't have to pay for you. They're not motivated in the same way.
Now, the article claims that the VA has made great improvements in recent years. Its hospitals now, according to the article, offer
some
of the...
They have air conditioning now.
Now, they're claiming they offer some of the best medical care in the world, Mark.
Sure, why wouldn't they claim that?
Last October, Sergeant Lee Jones was injured in an IED explosion in Iraq. 45% of his body was burned, and he could barely move. With a team of specialists working on his injuries at the VA hospital in Tampa, he's made enormous strides. He hopes to move back to his native North Carolina soon. I couldn't talk, but now I can walk and talk normal things, says the Army sergeant. Come back with more on this, 800-259-9231. What do you do about this? I mean, you've promised all of these veterans lifetime benefits, lifetime medical care, and the VA just can't deliver. How do we reconcile this problem? What is the pro-freedom solution on this one? 800-259-9231. That's the toll-free number. You take control of the airwaves. It is Free Talk Live.
Hey, Emily. Wow, you look great.
I feel great. I've been using MediCleanse Colon Cleanse.
Really? What is it? How does it work?
Well, MediCleanse is a natural fiber therapy with ground flaxseed, psyllium, and bentonite clay that eliminates toxins from the body. MediCleanse is easy to use without being intrusive. You take 2 tablespoons of MediCleanse powder, mix with water or juice, drink, and it does all the work for you.
That's it? Well, it sounds so easy and convenient.
It is easy. Plus, the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation.
It helps with all of those ailments? That's amazing.
And the bentonite clay and MediCleanse eliminates viruses and pesticides in the intestinal tract.
Wow. Where can I buy MediCleanse?
A one-month supply is available online at MediCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com. For only $26.90, MediCleanse is shipped directly to you. Or call 1-800-317-9547. That's 800-317-9547.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Times are tough right now, but there are a lot of different ways to get ourselves out of this mess.
Providing for our own food, water, and power are a good start. As you may have heard by now, Ken Solar has been configuring alternative energy packages for over a decade. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar-powered generator. For a lot less than you'd expect, this portable system can chop up nearly a third of your electric bill. Getting yourself onto solar power is one of the most liberating things you can do for yourself and your family. The solar-powered generator will run your lights, fan, electric blanket, your refrigerator, and a whole slew of household items. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos and how-tos, and of course, the new solar-powered generator. Enter the GCN coupon code during your order and save an additional 10%. Get a solar-powered generator now from kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
The Japanese have used magnetic therapy for thousands of years, and it's more popular today than ever before. Established in 2000, Arizona Unipol Magnetics, AUM, is the number one online source for the superb Dr. Philpott-approved Polar Power Magnetics. Now offering a complete line of these fine magnetics in an easy-to-read mail-order catalog. No hyped-up product descriptions to waste your time, just the facts. Unique polar-powered magnetics are designed to apply only the negative magnetic field to the body, and they're the only magnetics used in Dr. Philpott's research. Proven safe with over 23 years of documented research, now GCN listeners can order the polar-powered ceramic block biomagnet and get a discount. This is the workhorse of all biomagnets. Just mention GCN when you place your order. Visit azunimags.com. That's A-Z-U-N, as in North, I-M-A-G-S.com. Or call toll-free to order and request a catalog, 888-442-0449. That's 888-442-0449.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You can take control of the airwaves here. Even in the remaining moments of this live Saturday edition, 800-259-9231, the Packet 8 toll-free lines. That's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all of the features there. We give them away. If you like Free Talk Live, you like the website, you like all those features, and you like the fact that it's all for free, well, then maybe you want to voluntarily support the show for $3 a month. That's all we're asking for. The AMP program is what it's about, amp.freetalklive.com. You go there, you learn more about the program. It's very simple. The idea is you send us $3 a month on a voluntary basis, and we turn it around into getting more new radio stations on board with the show, more new internet listeners on as well. amp.freetalklive.com to learn more, to get access to, or to get access and learn more about the perks. Because you do get classic archives, you do get access to the amplifier-only phone lines and more. amp.freetalklive.com. Great way to support the show and completely voluntary. Now, the VA, the Veterans Administration, they promise when you join the military that one of the perks that you get is you get lifetime medical care from the VA. And, you know, that sounds pretty good to somebody who's looking to get sort of taken care of down the line, whether or not they blow off their legs or not. Isn't the question. It's just this whole concept of free medical care. Sweet perk. And so that's kind of an attractive thing.
If you're close to a hospital, it might be a better thing. But I know many veterans who had to drive an hour to get to the hospital, an hour to get back.
Right. And then you actually have to, file a claim with the VA to actually get the care. According to the expert at the Columbia University that researched this, the VA hospitals are falling further behind every year in evaluating the claims of the vets seeking health care. In 2004, the VA had a backlog of 400,000 cases.
Wow. And people are saying that the VA is doing a great job.
Yeah.
400,000 case backlog?
Well, no, it's saying it's doing a great job with the people that it actually gives the health care to.
Fine.
And, of course, that's ignoring all of the stories we've heard from vets, or I've heard from vets over the years, that are claiming that the VA is trying to kill them. Because, well, I mean, they've got such a backlog, they want to kill off their vets, that way their workload goes down. That's not my allegation. That's the allegation of a former soldier that I knew personally. Anyway, now, I said 400,000 cases backlogged in 2004, but last year, in 2005, it was 500,000 cases. And now, in 2006, the backlog is 600,000 cases. So it doesn't sound like they're moving things through the system any more efficiently. In fact, the backlog is building and building, and that's just a two-year change and the big wave of returning Iraqi veterans hasn't even hit the VA yet. So what's it going to be in 2010?
10,000.
No, excuse me,
a million.
A million. The VA strongly disputes that study, calling those numbers misleading. Now, we know that the government wouldn't, the government's so honest.
Dear God, they wouldn't mislead anyone.
We should trust the government over Columbia University scientists. The VA says only a small fraction of the veterans that it cares for are from current wars. This year, more than 5.4 million veterans will receive health care at the VA, of which just over 150,000 are vets from Operation Iraqi Freedom and Operation Enduring Freedom. That doesn't even dispute the claim. That's not even a counterclaim against the backlog. They say there's 600,000 backlogged cases, and the VA counters that by saying, oh, that's misleading. Only a small fraction of the veterans are from current wars. What? In a written statement, the VA...
I guess it's countering that the number is going to go up. I don't know.
In the written statement...
Yeah,
it's bizarre.
Well, it's they just give you an unrelated fact and hope you fixate on that.
In a written statement, the VA told ABC News it carefully, quote, prepares for the future costs so that it can continue to deliver the services veterans need. Wounded veterans like Jones and Brett's are counting on that promise, and I hope they don't talk to too many other veterans in their travels, because they're going to get kind of bummed out when they hear all the stories that we've heard. Stories about them just essentially being sidelined and ignored and given inaccurate treatment, bad prescriptions designed to hurt them, in fact, maybe some even designed to kill them. I've heard nothing but negative stories about the VA, and even if there's some positive stories in there, and I'm sure there are, it doesn't justify what it is, and that is a socialist medicine paradigm. Now, we've talked about government programs and getting rid of them on this show in the past. For instance, Social Security. We've talked about a really interesting way to get rid of Social Security and replace it with nothing. And the idea was to sell government property. There's all kinds of government lands throughout America. Sell them off to the highest bidder. Take this is Harry Brown's idea from his 1996 presidential campaigns. You take that windfall, that big amount of money that's going to come from those sales, and then you buy essentially savings accounts, private savings accounts, for those Social Security recipients who are expecting their Social Security and expecting to continue to receive their Social Security. You just buy off some sort of a private account that will pay out their Social Security until they die, and then that's it. And then we can eliminate the program. That way you and I can keep all of the money we earn from here on out. Now, that's something that is tangible. It makes sense. It's a big, big concept, but something that you can think of as something that's possible to do. I've never once thought of how we can rescue these soldiers from the Veterans Administration. And it seems much more difficult than it would than just getting rid of Social Security. How can we apply a pro-liberty solution to this? How can we rescue them from the clutches of this socialist Veterans Administration?
In the same way, many veterans have taken money in order to give up their veterans benefits.
Really?
My dad did.
Where'd the money come from? The government? Gave him a payout?
Just, gave him a payout.
Payout and just go to private, basically?
He just gave up his schooling benefits, any hospital benefits, everything from being in the Korean War. He took some kind of payment. That was it.
So then it would be the solution then. Mm-hmm. So take some of those windfall profits from the government land sales and release all of these poor soldiers from the clutches of the VA. Is that a bad idea? 800-259-9231, the Packet A toll-free line.
I think many veterans would like that option.
Now, how was it that your father got that option? How did he...
I don't know the answer. It would have happened long before I was born, but he just said he took a payout and that was it.
I wonder if they just came to him or was he looking for it? I mean, is that an option? Can veterans go to the VA and say, look, I don't want your service anymore. I'd like my buyout. Is that an option?
I'm not saying that simply because it happened to him in the 60s that it necessarily would have been offered to people today. I mean, there's no guarantee of that.
1-800-259-9231. Let's go to Mike in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Now, what were the reasons why you said Microsoft was a better product at a better price or something along those lines?
I didn't say anything about Microsoft being a better product. I just said that they sold their product on a voluntary basis, and people all over America have purchased it on a voluntary basis.
Okay. And I believe that they purchased it on a voluntary basis because they didn't know any better. and that it is a very poor operating system, and there's something much better out there.
What's that?
Linux. It's more secure. It's more powerful. It's more reliable.
Yeah, but it's not very user-friendly.
Yeah, it's hard. It's hard for idiots like me to use it.
Well, have you tried it lately?
I have. I've tried it within the last few years.
What have you tried?
Oh, gosh. Red Hat, I guess?
Gosh. Red Hat is virtually non-existent anymore.
Well,
it was a couple years ago.
Outdated. It was a couple years ago, but, I mean, the software is not there for the Linux.
Jeez. 2 years, Linux has advanced tremendously. Their general user interface is much, much simpler to use than ever before. It's free.
Mm-hmm.
I would suggest that you try a live distribution so you don't have to install it. You like Nopix?
Okay.
Now, hold on just a second. It's basically Windows is quote-unquote free because you can't buy a laptop without it.
Well, you know, that's a big problem, and that's where you say a lot of Americans voluntarily purchase Windows. Because when you go out and buy a computer at Best Buy or wherever you go buy your computer, it has to have an operating system on it because you don't know anything about computers. So
actually, Walmart sells laptops without Windows.
Oh.
That is true. Not anymore, though. They don't.
I believe that they actually have their own operating system. Walmart has it probably is based on Linux, but Walmart has their own operating system, and I believe that is still true.
Well, it's not widely sold. It's not widely advertised. If you go to their website, mm-hmm. you might have a little bit of difficulty finding it. Whereas if you walk into any store anywhere, you can always find Windows. I mean, that's the de facto operating system.
Well, sure. They've been around a lot longer. Linux has only really gotten into the mainstream over the past few years. And I wish them the best of luck if they can continue to refine their product and make it easier to use and get it out there into people's hands, then great.
That it is. It is much more refined now. I would suggest that you take another try at it. Go and download the latest version of Nopix 5.02. It is a little bit old. It's 6 months old. And after you realize or learn how to use it, you can upgrade.
See, that's the other problem, the learning curve as well. Like, I know Windows inside and out, and I really just don't have time to learn an entirely new operating system. But I appreciate the suggestion. It's been Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And, I mean, it's me. I'm a computer guy, and I just don't have time to learn this stuff. So I hope they make it easier and more accessible, and best of luck to them. We'll be back Monday night online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com. Have a good weekend.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4600. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. For you.